All right. What is reverse wholesaling real estate? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. My name is Ola. I am the co-founder of founder. Let's just say founder. Okay. Sounds a little bit better if you say co-founder, but the truth is that I created this monster here called my Empire Pro. And I've, just in case you're wondering, personally, I've closed over 40 deals. And as an organization, as a system, I've closed over 1,500 deals over my lifetime as an entrepreneur. I became a full-time entrepreneur in 2006, October. I started my business back in 2004. I didn't really close my first deal. I didn't get busy until mid-2005. I didn't really close my first deal until December 2005. And since then, I've been bit by a bug. Okay. So basically, I'm always on the road to create, make lives better, help people better their life, their lifestyle, their business. And basically, what you're going to learn here today is another new perspective to real estate as opposed to what you may have been put out there that's not working for you. Okay. So basically, real estate wholesaling is going dead. And now somebody is talking about reverse wholesaling real estate. And I'm about to tell you that that's not gonna fly, okay? It's not gonna work either, okay? And I'm gonna tell you why, okay? Maybe some of you are already practicing. If it works, you got lucky. And if it works, it usually would have eaten up a lot of your resources. And basically, you're operating on a system, on a strategy that doesn't work anymore in the digital age. And I wanna share with you why it won't work, the alternative to that. And I'm going to give you everything. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. I'm not going to just tell you just a little bit and then leave the rest to later. That's not why I'm here. I tell you everything. The only thing you ever really need to pay me for is if you involve my personal time. And I'm not talking about the time it takes me to do this video. The time it takes me to do this video is not a big deal because I attract minds, okay? But I also like it when people have epiphanies, when people really learn something that they can apply to their life, their business, and their lifestyle. From what I'm teaching here, there are three secrets to real estate wholesaling in the digital age. Massive traffic is one, living connection is the second, and the third one is attraction marketing. And basically, everything I teach you here is going to be surrounding those three principles. Here at my Empire Pro, we're learning, we're earning, and we're building empires. And if that empire involves real estate, so be it. But sometimes that's not necessarily the case because ultimately my goal for you is to follow your passion and build an empire around your passion. There's a lot of people in real estate wholesaling, and that's not their passion. And then they wonder why they're not really doing well, or figure out a better way, or figure out a way through the whole system. The truth of the matter is that an average person that calls themselves an aspiring or existing real estate wholesaler right now, they're not going to survive it. Okay. Most of you that you call yourself real estate wholesalers need to find your way into a more profitable business model. Okay. One of that could be buy and hold rental property. So I'm not selling buy and hold rental properties here right now. I'm just telling you that that's one of the most productive avenue in real estate. Wholesaling is the least productive avenue in real estate. You know why? Because there's a bunch of people call themselves real estate wholesaler, posting fake posts on Craigslist, posting fake posts on Zillow, collecting each other's numbers, calling each other buyers when they in fact don't have the cash, credit, or the resources to purchase an actual property. That was okay for a while when we actually had buyers that you can actually link your properties with, but these days the buyers are actually wasting time as well too. And Max, I just in case you don't know, just somebody can tell Max, I actually do, I watch Max Maxwell, I watch his video, and the guy is on point. The only part I don't like about what he's doing is encouraging driving for dollars. There's no real hurt in that, except that most people that are driving for dollars will never make a dime. That's just the truth of it, okay? Most people knocking on doors will never make money. That's just the truth of it, okay? Does that strategy work? Yeah, it'll work after there are two ways it works. You get lucky, right? Or you knock on a million houses, right? And are you gonna really be in the business until that point? Probably not, okay? If you knew you have to knock on a million doors before you close a deal, would you do it? No. If you knew that every one of those testimonials of people that drove for dollars that close a deal are just lucky, would you do it? Probably no. If you knew there was a strategy to actually build a business, a real estate wholesale business, a smart real estate wholesale business in the digital age. If you knew there was a way to do it without burning up the bank account, right? Spending all your money on direct mail. If you knew there's a way to do that, fund your marketing, right? Without necessarily using your own money, would you do it? Probably you would want to learn that, right? And that's why we're here today. First of all, I have a quote for you that I want to read to you. I have a quote. I'm going to try to remember to write a quote for each one of these topics before I dive in too deep and actually try to read it out to you, because basically it's my thought process before I start the live session. And I basically write in a quote so that if I digress too much or anything like that, which is very good because you get a lot of nuggets from when I digress or get into the topic, right? But I also want you to make sure you have a structured answer to the question at hand, which is, what is reverse wholesaling real estate? But more importantly, why is it not going to work for you, right? But let me share that quote with you really quickly. So this is the quote here today. So I'm actually putting this in a little note here that I will make accessible to everybody that download the book. In case you don't know what I'm talking about, there's a book that we offer absolutely for free at myempirepro.com. If you don't have access to it yet, you need to get access to it. It's free and you need to read it 10 to 15 times. Okay. If you don't do that, you will struggle in the digital age with any type of business. That's the bottom line. Okay. In addition to that, as a bonus, I'm giving you a 7-day free course on smart business empire. So case in point, we're talking about smart wholesaling here, right? So here's the quote for today. So what is reverse wholesaling real estate, and why is it almost the worst idea? Okay. Almost the worst idea than forward, quote unquote, forward, unquote, wholesaling, right? Before I tell you that, wholesaling basically involves finding and identifying. See, there's always a typo. Identifying a distressed property with a motivated seller. After locking it under contract at a set price with a minimum of 30 to 35% equity, less all liens and repair costs, you then find a buyer who is able, okay, keyword able, and qualified to buy the contract from you for a fee, assignment fee, wholesaling fee, whatever you want to call it, right? That's basically forward, quote unquote, forward wholesaling, right? Reverse wholesaling is basically reversing which one of the entities you find first, okay? So basically, there are two entities in this formula for the forward one, right? You find a motivated seller, right? Which is basically the only way to do this kind of deals, right? And then you find a buyer, right? You find a buyer right here, right? So you find a buyer, right? So those are the two entities, right? So basically, you reverse the two entities. You find a buyer first, right? Instead of finding the motivated seller first, it involves finding the buyer first, knowing their criteria. That means the buyer's criteria. And then finding them a motivated seller that fits with a distressed property, right? And that's supposed to make your life better. And that's supposed to solve the problem of you don't have to worry about the contract expiring, right? This is the worst idea ever, okay? And if somebody tried to come up with something slick, it's the worst idea ever. And listen, I get creative myself all the time too in business, but this is the worst idea ever. Really, really, this did not solve any problem except I'll put you in the same limbo. So, and worse, because now you're dealing with buyers that are very needy. They have criteria that are basically usually impossible, right? They have sometimes they can only buy a certain type of size of house. Sometimes they only buy a certain area. And you're dealing with one person at a time again. Any idea that involves you dealing with one person at any point in time is a bad idea, okay? That's basically putting humans on a pedestal. And anytime you put humans on pedestal, it just doesn't work. It won't work because human beings will always disappoint you. I don't care if it's your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, blah, blah, blah. The only thing that doesn't disappoint you is God. That's it, okay? So anytime you put a human being on a pedestal here, just like this one, you go find a house for a buyer. So basically, before you find a motivated seller, you go find a buyer for them, right? You put that motivated seller on a pedestal, and then you wonder why you're begging them to sell you the house. Sometimes people end up begging people. Anytime you beg people to do stuff, guess what happens? Attraction is lost. They don't want to work with you. They don't feel confident about working with you, because if you were so sure about yourself, you wouldn't be begging them, okay? If you had so many options, you wouldn't be begging them. You need to basically show up like somebody that's confident, that knows what they're talking about. And that's fact in anything human beings, right? There's the same thing here in wholesaling. So now you're going to put a buyer, a guru buyer at some RE/A meeting. You're going to put them on the pedestal, hopefully that they will buy your property. Chances are they're not interested, and they don't even know why they're not interested. They could give you a reason. They could say the comps are bad. They could say the price is bad. And case in point, Max actually did a video today that he actually mentioned that he needs to improve his buyers list, right? That's the gurus of gurus right now. Like one of the hardest guys that's putting videos on YouTube. He says he needs to improve his buyers list. So imagine if he needs to improve his buyers list, and he probably has access to all the buyers list in North or South Carolina. And somebody basically showed up to a property. No, sorry. He acquired a property by way of putting under contract, and he sent it to his list, sent it to his contacts, and basically nobody wanted the property. So he decided to buy the property and fix it. And now they are making, I think he said some, let me see if I can find that video, because I think it's going to be a lot better if I do that. Okay. Let me see. I think it's better I find the video. Let me find Max. Okay. Basically, I will reference other people's videos here sometimes. And it's very important that I do that. So you can see that this is real life. You know, this is not, you know, let's go to youtube.com. How about that? Go to youtube.com. Let me make sure you can see my screen. Perfect. All right. And we're going to find Max Maxwell. All right. So Max is borderline old school, new school with his strategies, but he's established. So he has deeper pockets to break some rules. Okay. And I think if he listens to me carefully, eventually he's going to see the value in what I'm saying when it comes to some of this strategy. The technology age is moving so fast, you really can't afford to be mediocre when it comes to, should I do analog or should I do digital? You can't really afford to say, you work for that guy, so I'm going to do it. You can't afford it. Things are moving so fast, right? So as you notice here, his brand says serial entrepreneur and real estate investor. So obviously, it's not just a real estate investor. So, well, this was the video right here, okay? This was the video. And feel free to subscribe to his channel. So let me make sure that this comes out on the other speaker before. Let me make sure we put this. It's gonna speak out on the. Now I'm gonna have to pull out my mic first, so you can hear it.
All right. Can you hear me? Yeah, you can hear me. All right. So I'm going to play this video. It's going to pretty much feed back into itself. I'm going to scroll to where it was in the house. So this is his daily vlog. Basically, it was in the house somewhere. Let's go back. Did I finish watching the video? I'm not even sure if I finished watching the video. Let's see. All right. So just bear with me. This is going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Let's see. Okay, I think this is it right here.
So this is the house. We've already flipped and sold this one. I'm actually just coming by to see the staging that was put in it. Francis, swear that's the reason why it sold so fast.
So this guy, Max Maxwell, is a wholesaler. But if he doesn't find a buyer, he will basically buy the house himself, which is good that he has the resources to do that. Many people don't. So that's why a lot of wholesalers get stuck. Because they're waiting for a buyer to pick up a house. If nobody picks it up, then that's it. That's pretty much the end of that deal. Nobody makes money. But in this case, he decided to pick up the house himself, and he bought it, and if we have it, then that's what he's talking about right now.
Go that far. Here's a little thing about this, and this shows me that I need to improve my buyers list. I sent this property out to my buyers list only at 125, right? I was gonna make $5,000. The margins were slim. We couldn't negotiate much. They didn't want it. Nobody on my buyers list wanted it.
All right, so what he just said is that this, again, remember, this guy is, he said nobody on his buyer's list wanted this house, okay? And he's thinking he needs to improve his buyer's list. This is what I told you guys, okay? This is what I've always told you on this channel. Subscribe to this channel right now, because I will always tell you the truth. I can My background is engineering, so I can see I'm an analyst as well, okay? I consult literally with the medical world. I see a lot of statistics. I can see a lot of stuff from afar. I've been marketing literally for the last 12 years of my life. There's a lot of stuff I can see from 1 mile away that maybe someone like Max, maybe he couldn't really see, that I may be able to tell you ahead of time. But I bet to define for myself a little bit. He has experience, so he probably knows what I'm talking about, and that's what he's talking about. But I would say it a little bit better. He doesn't need to improve his bias list. He needs a bias list that's always growing. He needs a bias list that doesn't just involve only cash buyers, local investors in his area. He needs an ever-growing bias list. He needs to become a freaking list builder. That's really what he's in business for. It's not really in the business of real estate. It's in the business of building lists, of an ever-growing bias list. Buyers are basically everywhere, but if you get stuck and you get attached to the idea of cash buyers, you will struggle with this situation. And in your case, it will be a little bit different. You will not be able to do this deal. You may not be able to do this deal because you don't have the resources to buy and rehab it, or you don't have the experience. But in this case, he does. So that's what he's talking about. So I'm going to rewind a little bit, and then I want you to pay attention to that.
My buyer's list. Only at...
Let's rewind that.
Here's a little thing about this. And this shows me that I need to improve my buyer's list. I sent this property out to my buyer's list only at 125, right? I was going to make $5,000. The margins were slim. We couldn't negotiate much. They didn't want it. Nobody on my buyer's list wanted it. So I bought.
I want you to pay attention to what he just said right there. He couldn't really negotiate much, but he didn't let go of the deal. Some people would say, if I can't find my fees already, if I find a motivated seller, right, and I put my fees in there and it's already tight, and if I can't, I'm not going to do the deal. That means there's no deal. He said, no, it's still a deal, right? He's positioned himself in a place where he said, no, there still be a deal. I just won't be able to put a buyer on it. There are a zillion other creative ways you can still do deals that doesn't seem like a deal when you just put the 65%, 70% formula on it. You gotta expand your mind when it comes to this business. Let me just tell you that, okay?
Bought it that I had at 120. I put $5,000 or $6,000, and I think it was $6,000 when it all said and done. And we sold it for 160. So that shows me that I need to work on my buyer's list. And that shows the investors that did get this one, that you need to get your shit together, because this was a property where we made money like that.
Think about that. He said they need to get their shit together. It is so true. What did I tell you here about cash buyers all the time? I actually use that. I think they're full of shit most of the time. Listen, well, I closed over 40 deals personally, wholesale myself. Not a single one of them was ever sold to a cash buyer. Not because there was no cash buyers, because it's just a title. There's just a bunch of people walking around with the title, I'm a cash buyer, at the WEA meetings, right? And some people, yeah, I'm not saying they never buy. I'm just saying, number one, most of them are full of it. Number two, there's only so much cash buyers in the market, and thousands of real estate wholesalers are coming into the game on a daily basis. So think about that. Let me plug in my mic back. I think that was what I wanted to show you to make sure our audio is right here. Okay, that's basically what I wanted to show you right there. Let me close that. Okay, all right, so
pay attention to what I'm telling you, what I'm sharing with you here right now. I want you to pay solid attention, because the traditional ways of doing things, that means you find a motivated seller, you find a cash buyer, squash all that. Okay, you need to be in the business of building a list, and he just admitted that right there on camera on his own channel. He needs to work on his bias list. No, he needs to work on building a list perpetually for life, meaning he needs to build a list. Like, I can't spell that fast enough for you. I can't say more than enough for you. You need to build a list. All right. So with that being said, I really want to move on to the next segment here. All right. So we did the Max Maxwell buyer video thing. We talk about the quotes, right? The last thing I want to do is I want to talk about three pillars. You want to stick around for the three pillars, okay? Because it has evolved a little bit. Maybe I should actually get into that right now, okay? It's evolved a little bit. I'm working on it. Philippine Lives is basically an idea that I created some few years back that made us a lot of money. I made some people lots of money, okay? Or people were making thousands of dollars, okay? I shut it down because I'll tell you more about that in the future, okay? But now we have a little bit better experience. It's kept things a little bit clean. But more importantly, there's a solid product behind this whole thing, which is real estate, okay? Back then, I was doing in network marketing. Network marketing is such a world of too many fluffs, okay? I wasn't too comfortable after a while with the kind of human beings we were dealing with in network marketing. These were people that were just looking for overnight, get rich quick overnight. Even though they claim they're not, they end up looking for it because the languages basically sell people the idea of get rich quick overnight, okay? The only way to get rich is really overnight, but there's work that goes into it, okay? But sometimes it could be other people that do the work for you. And the three pillars is basically that, okay? I understand that we're in a time and age where you need quick results. You know, you need quick at least to see some signs that something's going to work because attention span is at all-time low. And if you argue with that, you're basically arguing with your clients as well because your clients feel the same way. They want access. Like right now, they want to Google. They want to check the result. They want to check information on Google. And if you're not fast or your business is not fast enough, you will miss out on a lot of business, okay? So I'm aware of that and I want to position our business here and yours so you can benefit off of what I'm creating right now, okay? So basically, I started putting together the workflow, the flow of the system, okay? Basically, Three Pillars is an attraction marketing system now today for digital age real estate wholesaling, okay? That's what it is right now today. Anybody in any kind of business can benefit off of this, of the idea, and depending on how much, what kind of the horizontal that we want to work on right now is basically real estate wholesaling, but we're probably going to end up eventually creating more for more horizontals. That means for network marketers, for internet marketers, for chiropractors, blah, 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 and things like that, you know. But right now we're going to start with real estate wholesaling because, this is my market and I know this world and I know how it goes down and I know what works and what doesn't work. And I know the biggest pain in the market right now, the biggest pain in the market is that there are no buyers. You just heard Max Maxwell say that. You will never hear him say there's no wholesalers. Okay. Let's just weigh that real quickly. You will never hear him say there are no wholesalers. Okay. We don't have shortage of wholesalers. We don't have shortage of sellers either. Believe it or not, okay? Just go check the pre-foreclosure list in your local area. There's no shortage of leads to talk to get you to sell you the house. The shortage that the market of real estate wholesaling has right now is buyers. And this system is created to basically extract buyers because buyers are still available. It's just that we're focused on the wrong place. We are focused on talking to the people on that existing list that the guru sold you that there's a buyer on it, right? And you just heard him say, the buyers need to get their shit together, okay? But you know what? It's not necessarily they need to get anything together. That's just that market right there. That buyers list that he has is a market. That market says, we're not going to buy shit right now. And that's it. And as a marketer, you need to respect that and then go do something about it. And I'm glad in that same tongue, in that same sentence, he said, I need to work on my buyers list. He's taking responsibility. And that's basically what I've been making noise about here on this channel, okay? So attraction marketing system is a system for digital age marketers. So let me take some time to really write. I'm not going to explain everything here, okay? It's going to evolve. I'm still working on it, but I want to give you an idea. It's three pillars. The first pillar basically is an information product, okay? Why information product? Well, look at anybody you follow online that tell you they're closing deals. Guess what else they have? Information product. You need to find one, okay? You need to do something. You need to have one, basically. Pillar number two, a CRM and a sales funnel. You know, I heard him talking to another guy yesterday. He said, you don't need a CRM right now. No, you CRM are $20 a month. You need one right now. You need one right now because that's how you're going to maintain your list. That's how you're going to maintain integrity on your list. And you need a sales funnel that makes it seamless, that gives people an experience to get to know you as a brand, as a person, okay, before they can do business with you. And you need a CRM that's basically embedded into a sales funnel. That's pillar number two. Your pillar number three is traffic and lead generation. If you're not attracting people, right, it's basically people, process, people, product, process, people, PPP, three P's of a profitable business, of profitability, of profit. If you don't have three P's, you're not going to make money, okay? What is the P? People. The second P, the first P is product. Well, in real estate, our product comes from people, motivated sellers, right? So if you're not attracting people, never mind that your contract is the best contract in the world. It's a waste of time. You want to keep looking at your contract by yourself? It's a waste of time, okay? No contract is the best contract. It's all hearts, basically. An attorney will tell you this one is good. The other one will tell you that one is not good. That's not how you make money. You make money by attracting people in this business. But if you really want to make money right now in this digital age, get really good at attracting buyers, people on the other side, people that has the money. Your money is in their hands right now. Where's your money? It's in the hands of a buyer. Your money is not really in the hands of a motivated seller. Money comes from people, more importantly, buyers. Okay, so traffic and lead generation. Now, let me give you a real kicker. There's a ton of real estate wholesalers in the market following these gurus that are trying to see if they can flip a quick deal for 20 grand. Many of them belong in buying and holding. They should be leveraging the little cash they may have right now, leveraging their credit and buying cash and old properties. Rental properties, rental income properties. They need to be buying that and building wealth. That's the only productive end to this business. People actually paying rent. That's the only side of this business that's really very productive, right? Unfortunately, we have too many people looking for instant equity, which is why those buyers didn't want their house, because it wasn't enough equity. It wasn't enough instant equity. Well, that's what you have. You have a broken economy if you have too many people looking for instant equity as opposed to applying time to that formula and allowing time to build equity by people paying rent. So a lot of these real estate wholesalers will gladly buy double-digit cash-on-cash return on investment if you know how to sell them. Get them on your list. Build that list. But before you build that list, they're not interested in buying a house yet. You need to educate them. While you're educating them, could you possibly sell them something to educate them? That's why you need information product. That's the third pillar. So you need traffic. You need people. Okay. Those are the three pillars that we'll build. Now you can have access. This is it right here. Okay. The three pillars. You can have access to three pillars right now. You can buy it. You can start working right now without driving for dollars, without knocking on doors. And you can build your brand, right? And you can be teaching and be learning more and be learning more. And also, you can generate even passive income, obviously, from selling information products, right? You can also generate passive income from becoming property managers for some of these people that can qualify to buy and hold right now. Many of them don't need to be landlords, okay? Many of them, you can have the numbers structured in a way that property management is being paid for, and you can be that person to facilitate all of that, right? I can explain that a little bit further as we go. You're going to be learning a lot from the inside of Empire Traffic Academy about that. But right now, just understand these are the three pillars. Basically, the way we want to set this up, we want you to plug in, set this up, and you're building your business right there, that same day. You're all set up. That's where we want to set this up, okay? Because now you may say, but I don't have an information product. I don't know what to say. Well, guess what? I'm going to tell you, there are three ways you can get an information product. You can create yours, right? Obviously, that's not going to be the best choice for most people, okay? If you're brand new, you may not even know you may even know the content and not know how to deliver it properly. Maybe you're not comfortable, right? Option number two, you can go to freaking clickbank.com and grab a product on real estate creative financing, blah, blah, blah. And you can offer that to your list as you're building that list. You can sell it to them. You make a little bit of money as you're building your list, but you start building a relationship with that list as well too, because many of them are going to buy properties from you. Did they have to be the property you put under contract by yourself? No. You get to now collaborate with everybody else because you're teaching these people to become buyers as opposed to relying on the cash buyers that are full of shit that are on the market right now. Okay. So I want you to start thinking this through. You need to watch this video 3 to 5 times to really grasp the idea. Pillar number three is basically you can license Empire Traffic Academy here at your desired level, and you can get free access to the whole course by itself, and you can make 2-tier level commissions as well too. And we can build a community and really help ourselves understand this stuff. That's going to be the best bet for you because a community is a powerful part of building an empire. So, and also you get to make money as you're going along, as you're building your buyers list. Listen, this is how you get to perpetually market forever, because if you wait until you close a deal before you make money to market, more than 90% of the time, you're going to be out of the business. Okay. So, but if you're making money, then you can market perpetually and keep building your list until that first deal closes. You don't have any reason to get frustrated out of the business before that happens. So in this case, you can actually make money even if you haven't or never closed a deal. I want you to let that sink. Let that sink. Okay. That's basically what's going on here. Okay. So pillar number two, you have basically nothing. So I'm still working on it. Okay. That was it. That's basically where I stopped. Okay. Still working on it. I want you to stay plugged in right here because I'm going to be sharing with you how it works. Okay. This is a lot of fun developing this for you. But basically think of it this way. Even if you're not closing deals, you make money. And when I say money, I'm talking 20, 30, 40, however much you want to make, okay? The people are already there. You just need to learn how to target them. Not only do you need to learn how to target them, you need to know the right offer to offer them, okay? Because you don't want to be in a position where you say, oh, the list doesn't work. No, the list works. You need to find out the offer that fits what they're looking for. And what the market wants right now, the real estate wholesalers, a ton of them not making money. What they need right now is an alternative to making money, but simultaneously bringing value to the marketplace. In other words, teaching people that buying and hold is the only productive way and the only way to create sustainability in the real estate market. Waiting on instant equity is the worst way, okay? It's a way to never build wealth, okay? Because if you want to build wealth, anything that's worthwhile takes time. Anything that's worthwhile takes time. So do me a favor. If you're brand new here, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you click like. If anything I've said so far makes sense to you, click like on this immediately. And if you know somebody that will benefit out of this, let them know right now before I launch these three pillars. Let them know because we're going to launch it. And if you are first here, you're going to benefit off of being here early, okay? Just so you know, because the whole market is going to find out about it because it's going to go viral. The way it's set up, it's supposed to go viral, okay? It's going to go viral. You're going to understand more about that as time goes on. But right now, you know, share it and let people know about this platform because I'm teaching something new. And this is prospecting. This is wholesaling, this is real estate investors, agents, all of you, everybody needs to be seeing this. The information is going to spread wide. People can benefit off of it. It's more structured. It's a community, and we're going to have a good time, okay? If you have any questions, any comments, any contribution, drop it in the comment box below. And don't forget, go download your free book right now, myempirepro.com, Empire Lifestyle Secrets. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one. And peace.